I want you to go to my website, MikeChurch.com, or the Acting All Crusadery blog, and I want you to listen again later on today to the call that I made yesterday publicly and to the little the letter that I wrote to all of you and to anyone else. It's not just to join the Crusade channel. It's a crusade against the evil. We want those people to join us. I don't want to have to work against major media. I'd love to work in major media. People in good conscience, unless they're going to do what Tucker Carlson is doing these days, can't work in major media. If they are, they're complicit, which is why you hear Richard Barrett railing and get little Ben Shapiro. Hey, I've got a coat. Would you like to buy a mattress? No. I'm for abortion acceptance, et cetera, et cetera. Father Richard Heilman, listen to this. Elvia Leyva. This is a lady from Houston. It was on a show yesterday. Listen to it at crusadechannel.com, or if you upgraded to founding brother or level or higher. By the way, special shout out. Thank you. There's so many people I could thank today. I want to thank multiple year now Crusader member Charles Lewis. Charles, thank you. You know, last time I did that, guy didn't know that his Crusader had renewed. By the time the segment was, because he heard me call his name out, and he went, what? I don't want to be a Crusader again. By the time the segment was over, I had an email going, hey, man, hey, dude, I'm out. I might be able to be a basic member this year, but I you got to refund it now. So Charles Lewis is going like, what? Milk of what? Kidding, Charles. Father Richard Heilman. And so, while we slept, Satan has advanced. Every major institution has been captured by the radical secular left. The media, Hollywood, television, universities, public schools, theater, the arts. Hey, Father, you left radio. Literature, they relentlessly promote the false gods of sexual hedonism and radical individualism. Conservatives have ceded the culture to the enemy. Tens of millions of unborn babies have been slaughtered. Illegitimacy rates have soared. I broke this news to you 3 or 4 years ago. I'll just reiterate it. I think it was in 2016. The census of 2015, I probably reported it in 2016, that for the first time in the history of these United States, the amount of children born as bastards, that means out of wedlock, and among non-minority populations, that means white girls, reached majority. That's 50% plus one. Heaven knows what it is now. Drug use has exploded. Sexually transmitted diseases such as AIDS have killed millions. Birth control is a way of life. You know what I saw on Fox News yesterday? You think Fox News is your conservative friend? Liars. There was a feature report yesterday on the wonders of a new birth control drug that a woman can swallow, and it expands in her stomach, and it stays in her stomach for a year, dispensing contraceptive hormones. Oh, what a modern miracle. I can kill my soon-to-be children for an entire year. Let's have a party. Whee! This wasn't reported as a news item. This was reported as an editorial, as an accomplishment, as a wonderful day for women. Minister O'Connell, maybe you can find that product release for this drug. I mean, it's a ghastly looking thing. Now, it comes in the form of a pill. If you're watching this on YouTube, it's about this big, so it's probably pretty difficult to swallow. Is it tiny? You swallow the pill, and then what happens over time? The bile in your stomach acts upon what's in the as the bill expands, it acts upon it, and it time releases the hormones for the contraception. Oh, I don't have to worry about taking my pill every day. Joy to the world, all the boys and girls now. I'm not making this up. That was on Fox News. There you go. Oh. The prototype is a star-shaped drug delivery system packaged into an easy-to-swallow, dissolvable capsule no bigger than a regular fish oil tablet. Yay! Hey, I get to wear my yoga pants, too. Yay! Once it reaches the stomach, the star unfolds like a flower and starts to... Can you just imagine this? They've invented a contraption now to prevent future generations from being born, to help women commit acts of mortal sin, that actually unfolds and makes, I mean, what a blasphemy, what a sacrilege and outrage is this? Forms out and expands out into the shape of a star. Hey, man, if you're going to do something like that, can you make it expand out into the shape of a trident? You know, one of the devil's pitchforks or something like that. Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you make it expand out into the shape of a pentagram? How about that? The star is too big to immediately exit the stomach and will remain there for weeks until it's finished its job. What's its job? Killing conceived humans.
I don't understand how anything that remains in your stomach for that long can be healthy. That can't be healthy.
I agree with Mike K. Dude, there is no way that is healthy. That's going to cause all kind of complications up to and including death. You know what, Mike K.? I agree with you, bro. It doesn't matter. The cult of death is all about death, baby. When you get this thing in a prescription bottle, it ought to have a skull and crossbones on it. Will it? Probably not. Father Heilman. Because of the proliferation of broken homes and sodomy and homosexuality are celebrated openly, America has become the new Babylon. Don't be fooled. All political and or moral battles are, at their essence, about this: the power of death versus the power of life. We are at a war with Satan, who has the power of death. It is Christ who is the author of life. Therefore, herein lies the divine ultimatum. This is from Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19. The day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, curses, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live. Will our December 6th worldwide exorcism be our Elijah moment? Asks Father Richard Heilman. All I know is that we simply must awaken from our spiritual sleep and restore our awe of God. I will cry out until my dying day. When it comes to evangelization, we don't need more programs and talking points and DVDs and books and pamphlets. We need to restore the awe of God. All caps from Father Heilman. I don't know if God will respond to our December the 6th prayer with some miraculous event, but I know my prayer will be that God lead us somehow to a turning point that recovers our awe of God. So today is the day of prayer, fasting, and acts of reparation. What's an act of reparation, Mike? Hey, Mike, I'm a Methodist. I'm an Episcopalian. I am a Bible-believing, evangelical, gospel guy. What's an act of reparation? What is an act of reparation you speak of? It can be something simple. You can take a cold shower instead of a hot one. But you got to say that you're going to take a cold shower instead of a hot one. Say I'm offering this up as an act of reparation. You can enjoy the Bee Gees today as an act of reparation, Shannon and Maggie. Instead of complaining about it, you can go, I'm just going to suffer it and not turn it off today. You can go to a holy sacrifice of the Mass. If you're one of the aforementioned non-Catholics, you can still go to Mass. You can't receive the Blessed Sacrament. You could adore it when adoration is done, though. I don't think you'd have a problem doing that. But you can take in the beauty and the solemnity of the Mass. There probably will be a rosary said before the Mass. There probably will be an act of reparations. Matter of fact, Ms. O'Connell, would you hand me that manila envelope that's right there? I meant to take one of the pieces out of that, but I... So a friend sent me this. I kept it here for this day. This is from the 1960s. He kept it, and he didn't know why he kept it. And then he realized a couple of weeks ago or months ago, when this act of reparation and fasting and prayer was called for, that he had these, that he had preserved this magnificent little document. By the way, you guys in Doosan, Hwasti, Don, and all the rest of you, and all of you that are going to the Mass this evening and the act of reparation in Lake Charles, or it's actually in Carlos, I'm going to bring you guys one of these laminated. I'm going to give one to Father Glaude. I'm going to give one to Monsignor Calkins, because that's why Philip sent them to me. Thanks to Philip Bellini for sending me this. This is a reparation and apology program. Now, in his letter, Philip explains to me what this was made for. I won't get into it, but introduction, compiled by Father Francis Larkin. Be an apostle of reparation, Father begins. Encourage others to offer reparation and contact your pastor and ask him to have a reparation and apology program in your church. It can draw down many blessings, graces, and God's mercy in your area. And then he goes, there are many terrible crimes being committed daily that would draw down upon us the just wrath of Almighty God unless sufficient reparation is made for them. One of the most detestable and heinous of these is the wholesale slaughter of the innocents through the mass abortion murders of unborn infants in their mother's wombs. Now, again, this was written, let me see, originally published by 1974. So after Roe versus Wade, some Catholics reacted and called for mass public acts of reparation to be made. Now, this is when the slaughter of the innocents would have been in the thousands. It's in the millions, tens of millions today. Originally published via the Apostolate of Christian Action in their Catholic newspaper, Divine Love. This reprint was from a 1974 issue, which revised the original 1972 issue, number 56. Father Francis Larkin was the first American-born priest of the Congregation of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary, in which Father Damien, the Apostle of Malachi, was a member. Father Larkin was the national director of the Enthronement of the Sacred Heart Center in Fairhaven, Massachusetts. So I'm glad Philip sent this to me just in time, and he asked me to distribute it far and wide. So there you go, Philip. I'm doing the best I can. But I will bring them some copies. I have six copies. I'm going to keep one for myself, of course. But I'm going to give them out. I'll give the other five away so that they can be distributed. So that's what's going on today, folks. Today, December the 6th, 2019, will men and women rise to the occasion? Or will we just go, it's just another day in stupid Advent, Mike? You have your story, I have mine. 844-527-8723. Now, to the sins that Father was talking about, and we started all this with Nancy Pelosi's incomprehensible meltdown yesterday in front of, did you hear all the cameras going, we can't believe this. You hear the cameras going, nonstop. People are photographing this. You know, I can't believe I'm actually here to witness this. I want to play for you. It's going to take you 30 seconds to cue this up. Tucker Carlson. This is from Tuesday's Tucker Carlson show on Fox News. I don't know how Tucker remains employed there. I really don't. The people in the office must just be, don't watch it. And I guess that the diabolical opponents of Tucker must have given up. He must have outlasted them. Because there's no way you can get away with doing what it is that he's doing and remain on network television. You just can't. So this is all linked together. Not only are we murdering babies by the millions, not only are our women lining up by the tens of thousands to swallow little pills that'll expand into little baby-killing stars in their stomachs. Not only are we seeing sodomites marry other sodomites, lesbians marry other lesbians, not only are we seeing in vitro fertilizations being made where neither of the parents was a part of the process, not only are we seeing three-year-old children being wheeled off into gender transformation, transformation clinics or transition clinics. Here's one that we forget that we talk about here on the Crusade Channel all the time. You want to know why I was too Catholic for satellite radio? I was also too populist. Usury.